This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll on mainland China from the coronavirus outbreak has now exceeded 900. China's National Health Commission reported another 97 deaths Sunday, along with more than 3,000 new cases coming after a drop in the number of reported cases Saturday, the first drop in more than a week. Meanwhile, Britain confirmed its fourth case of coronavirus and Spain its second, with both cases acquired by people who had made trips to France. Millions of people remain under lockdown in Hubei, the landlocked province at the center of the coronavirus outbreak, where residents are complaining of food shortages. Earlier, Chinese officials reported the death toll for coronavirus had passed that of SARS epidemic in 2002 and 2003. Thailand residents continue to mourn over its worst ever mass shooting. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Buddhist monks in northeast Thailand burned candles, prayed, and chanted on Sunday for the victims of the country's worst mass shooting. A soldier angered over a financial dispute gunned down pedestrians and bystanders as he sped down a street in an army Humvee Saturday. He left 29 dead and nearly 60 wounded. Security forces shot and killed the soldier after a 12-hour standoff inside a shopping mall on Sunday. Thailand's prime minister expressed sorrow and called the incident unprecedented. Officials say the attacker was a trained sharpshooter who took special army classes on ambushing the enemy. The death toll surpassed Thailand's last major attack on civilians, a 2015 bombing at Bangkok's Erawan Shrine, in which 20 people were killed. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Ukraine's president has asked Pope Francis for help in securing the release of prisoners of war held by Russia and Russia-backed separatist fighters in eastern Ukraine. Volodymyr Zelensky made that request after a meeting with the pontiff at the Vatican on Saturday. This is VOA News. With the Iowa caucuses behind them, Democratic presidential hopefuls' next big challenge is this Tuesday. It's the New Hampshire state primary. At a campaign event Sunday, Senator Bernie Sanders said defeating President Trump is a first priority, but the country needs a much bigger transformation.
What we have got to do as a nation is not just defeat Trump and go back to where we were. What we have got to do is summon up the courage to take on the greed and the corruption in Wall Street, in the insurance industry, in the drug companies, in the fossil fuel industry, in the military-industrial complex.
And speaking at a campaign rally, former Vice President Joe Biden says he and the other Democratic presidential candidates all agree the country needs to change. He said they need to restore America's sense of decency.
We can talk a lot about the difference between Bernie and Pete and me and Amy and everything. There's a lot of differences we have, but not on the fundamental issue of how we restore America's character. We go about it differently. But, folks, we've got to get it done.
And again, the New Hampshire state primary is this Tuesday. Ireland began counting votes Sunday in a national election that an exit poll indicated would show a historic breakthrough for left-wing nationalist Sinn Féin. Eimear McCarthy reports for Reuters.
Irish voters look to have handed a historic breakthrough to left-wing nationalists Sinn Féin, leaving Ireland with a fractured political landscape and no clear path to a governing coalition. Vote counting was underway on Sunday, but the exit poll after Saturday's general election suggested that support for Sinn Féin has surged by 50%. That brings the former political wing of the Irish Republican Army, or IRA, into joint first place on 22% with Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, the two centre-right parties that have dominated Irish politics for a century. Sinn Féin is likely to fall behind the other two, but the result still represents a major shake-up to the establishment.
That is Reuters' Eimear McCarthy reporting. Former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Buttigieg will enter the country's first primary election Tuesday, leading in the delegate count. Iowa's Democratic Party released the results of last week's caucus, which was saddled by confusion and chaos, partially due to a faulty app. Buttigieg took 14 of the 41 delegates up for grabs in Iowa, followed by Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders with 12, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren's 8, former Vice President Joe Biden took 6, and Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar has 1 delegate. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.